From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in for Steve Ryman. Steve will be back with you tomorrow. I'm with Ethel Mahard. She's the director of the Albuquerque Love Life Organization. We're going to find out about what they do and how they do it. Ethel, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure.
We either see you running for governor or you're the former mayor of Cuba, New Mexico, which I always just love that because you didn't know this, but I lived in Cuba.
Yes.
My dad was an elementary school teacher and then taught at the high school when I was like 5 through 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived up there during that time. That was a little bit before your time, though, as mayor. Thanks, Ethel. That hurts. No, it's good stuff. Ethel, I'm going to start right off the bat and ask you to tell us about Love Life.
Okay. All right. Love Life was started by a businessman. His name is Justin Reeder. And he had a truck washing business. And he was going around just doing his work when somebody said, Justin, I need for you to come here and meet me at this location. And so he went. And he said what he found there just broke his heart because what it was an abortion clinic. And he's watching women go in and out. And he just began to weep. And he says, I didn't even know they were right here. He says, I do business a block away. And so God just broke his heart and he began to pray. And then he began to repent that he had not taken part in help saving lives. So he just fasted and prayed, him and his family did. And the Lord gave him this idea of what to do. And that's how Love Life was founded. And so now I know we're going to talk about this, but they have a mission and vision, and the mission is to unite and mobilize the church, which is, you know, that, Jim, that I've been talking to you about that for years, to unite and mobilize the church to create a culture of love and life that will bring an end to abortion and the orphan crisis. And so we're excited about that because it can change so many lives. And the result has been, since 2016, they've saved over 5,000 lives have been saved. 50 abortion workers have left, and hundreds of people, and this really got me excited, hundreds of people have come to know Jesus because of it.
Right.
And all they do is pray. And when I got excited, I said, wow, not one law was passed, and all this took place. And so, you know, God is doing a work, and it's through prayer. That's what it is. It's peaceful, prayerful, and we walk and we pray and we stand there. You know, we're, like they say, we're the air support, you know, for those people that are out there on the sidewalk. So we're standing there praying.
Well, and our listeners obviously can participate very easily in all of this. Lovelife.org is the website.
Mm-hmm.
Pro-life organization. I mean, we do need to mention, Ethel, you've been on this radio station over a long time, and you've been part of CareNet. You've been part of the Right to Life Committee of New Mexico. Right. You're always fighting for the unborn.
Mm-hmm.
I do need to say this. We are not talking about those others today.
Mm-mm.
We're talking about us.
Right. We are.
I want to point out that in the church, in the Christian church, and you've told us this very informatively, that 25% of the abortions are coming from Christian young people, mm-hmm. or just people that have unwanted pregnancies. Mm-hmm. And Love Life wants to address that because some of that, obviously, there are certain things that have to happen that in order to have a baby. Well, people get judgmental. They get this, they get that. I mean, what I'm trying to say is that We're not addressing the sex sin. What we're doing is saying that baby is not unwanted.
No.
That baby is not unplanned by God.
Right.
That person, that human being, before they're born, from the time they're conceived, has a special purpose. And that's what you believe, and that's why mm-hmm. that life is so valuable.
Yes.
Love Life has a way to get churches as a body. It's not the buildings, it's
right,
the people.
Right.
You are trying to bring people together so that churches are committed to loving people mm-hmm. that have these type of pregnancies.
Yes. So we're asking churches to become houses of refuge. We're asking them to do a few things, but we're not putting any burden on the pastor, which they should be happy to hear about that. So, in fact, we do most everything. We ask them for a couple little
pastors
things.
Pastors have all kinds of extra time.
Oh, I know. They're just sitting there eating bonbons, you know. But we know we love our pastors, but we know that they are often overworked, underpaid, and undersupported. And so we want to come alongside the pastors and love them and provide the church to come alongside them. But one of the things that we're asked them is to be a house of refuge. And that would mean that twice a year they would read a statement that says, this is where we stand with abortion. And the statement is very clear. We don't have time to read it now, but it's beautiful. And it talks about how they say it publicly from the pulpit. We will stand with anyone who has an unplanned pregnancy. And don't you dare criticize, ridicule them. And we're making it a safe place for women, because what's happened, the reason that women go to the abortion clinic is because the church has never been safe in their eyes. So now we're saying, no, run here. Don't run to the abortion clinic. Please run here. If you find yourself in an unplanned pregnancy, please run to the church. We're that place where you need to come to. So it's a beautiful thing, because when they find, and there have been women that have heard that statement and find themselves at the altar saying, I'm pregnant and I need help. And so we get to embrace those women at that point in time. And then we also do prayer walks, you know, and that will be maybe some of the thing we'll talk here about in a minute. Yes. But really, we want the church to come around women, because as you said, Justin was just talking about, there are 4 out of every 10 abortions that take place come out of the church. Okay, if that's the case, then that's...
Oh, so it's more than 25%.
Oh, yeah. So it's... So
40%.
Right. So what you do is, if you multiply there's 1 million abortions that take place a year, okay? Mm-hmm. That's 400,000 babies that are lost from the church. At $500 an abortion, that's over $200 million that the church is supporting the abortion industry. We can't have that, Jim. You know why? Because we have not been a safe place to come.
And Ethel, this thing really on the abortion side is about money. It's
it
not
is.
About love and care.
No, it's
about making a lot of money.
It is.
What's it all about on your side? It's not about money, that's for sure.
It's not about money. It's about loving them. And one of the greatest things that I have seen that really resonated with me, that really caught my heart, was that people were coming to Jesus. And let me give you a quick example. There was a young girl that was a sidewalk advocate. She was there, and a young girl rolled down her window about 5 inches. And the girl says, she goes, I don't know what you're here for. Because they oftentimes will drive right past, okay? But she opened her window, and the advocate said, I don't know what you're here for, but if you missed your menstrual cycle, your baby has 10 fingers and 10 toes. She goes, today's Good Friday, and in 2 days it'll be Easter. Would you come with me to church? And the girl said, I would like that. She had been praying for a sign. She went in, came back out, and she went to church with her on Sunday, gave her life to the Lord, chose life. And then the church embraced her like nothing before. They threw a baby shower for her. They just loved her. And so then what happens is, now you see the picture of this young girl on the sidewalks, praying, taking her baby with her. And so they're loving her. In fact, this is a great story. This abortion worker, her niece was going to come in for an abortion. She was scheduled, but she was she met with the train counselors outside. And so then they, you know, she decided she was going to choose life. Well, then what happened is they threw a baby shower for her and everything else. The abortion worker went to the baby shower, and they did not know it was her. She was so overcome by the love of Jesus, by those people. They didn't treat her any different. She went back and she began to tell, well, you know what? Don't do this. There's people out there that love you and take care of you. She stayed there for a while, but she gave her life to the Lord. So what I'm saying is, when the love of Christ is evident in people's lives, you're going to save 2 lives. The mom, eternally, okay, and then that baby as well, and then the dads as well. So we're restoring families. There's so much more, and so we're really excited about that. that part right there.
You have an event that you're hoping is really led by the youth of our community.
Yes.
The Youth for Life event is Saturday, September 9th, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock in the morning. You're going to be doing a walk, a prayer walk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ethel, people like me, I don't know if I can pray and walk at the same time. I'm just teasing.
Sing then.
Yeah. Ernie Taylor Park is yes. where it's going to be. I always laugh at that because people just get this idea for some reason. Sure, it is reverent to bow your head, lower your gaze, close your eyes,
no,
and
don't
pray
close
to
your
God.
Eyes.
Yeah, but when you're walking or driving, I had this experience with Skip Heitzik, the pastor at Calvary Church. We're driving down the road and we're talking about something, and Skip doesn't say, "Hey, let's pray about this now." He just begins praying.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's driving.
Right.
And he's got his eyes open.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's just talking to the Lord. And I thought, wow, when did I ever think of that?
Yeah. And that's what we do. Because we tell them, you know, what we're doing right now, it's not a time to chat. This is a time. So don't be distracted. Just pray as you walk and you go. So we're walking, unless you want to have somebody hold your hand so you don't fall.
Okay. So the event is going to be at Ernie Taylor Park, 9 o'clock. You got to get there a little early. You need to
yes.
register. No cost. But
no
you,
cost.
You need to know people are going to
mm-hmm.
be there.
Yes. Though no cost. You just register. There's a QR code. It's really cool, really fast. And so they register. And this isn't for anything except that we like to know how many people came to our walk. And so, you know, and then keep you informed if you want. If you don't want to, that's fine. We understand. But so they come in, register, and then we'll have T-shirts. We also have T-shirts for donation of any size. And so we want kids from all over Albuquerque. And I just spoke to somebody in Cuba, New Mexico, where I'm from. And he says, "I'm going to tell the youth about it." We need worship leaders. We need youth pastors. We want it to be a youth-led event. I'll direct part of it. Just tell them where to stand, whatever. But the rest of it is going to be youth led, and it just so happens that it's our official launch date for Love Life, September 9th. So I can't think of a better way to start than with the kids. How beautiful the child shall lead them.
So if you're a youth leader and you're listening to this radio show, can you sign up everybody, or does each individual have to sign up?
They should sign up by okay. themselves. I mean, I guess if they want to, that would be fine. But yeah, they could. And they could just go to lovelife.org, and then they're going to see as it continues to scroll, it'll be the youth walk. They register right there.
So now that we've told people about the event and that you're going to be praying, now we're going to talk about some of the things you're praying about.
Okay.
Where is New Mexico now? We're going to talk about not just abortion, but mm-hmm. medical-assisted suicide,
yeah.
other life issues. Where is New Mexico now with what I'm going to call death laws mm-hmm. Regarding abortion?
I tell you, they've just gone a little nuts in Santa Fe, you know, led by our governor. You know, it's just like she is just bent on destroying our kids, our state. You know, we did the abortion for any reason. Now, thank God it's no longer up to birth. But I'll have you know, we were out there praying on Thursday as well. And the facility right next to them, they're really upset that they're there. They're a dentist's office, and she says, "You know what? All the windows that face south, I mean north," she goes, "they're all surgical abortion units." She goes, "Ethel," she says, "I think that they're doing them up to birth." And so, you know, they're not regulated. We don't know that. Okay. So they could be doing whatever it is that they want. Nobody's going in and checking on them. So, but it's up to 22 now. Down to 22 weeks, thank God. They used to be up to, you know, 40 weeks, up to, right? I mean, it could go into labor or an abortion, either one. And so that's not happening. I thank the Lord for that it's going down. And so...
But I know that HB 47,
mm-hmm.
medical-assisted suicide, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. it's called the Elizabeth Whitefield End-of-Life Options
mm-hmm,
Act.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was passed and is legal
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that was passed. Not... Is it this last session?
No, it was a year.
The session before, right?
21, yeah.
Yeah, and...
22.
And several people have already taken advantage of that. And it's just so sad. Because what they do is they tell people, well, you know, especially if they're elderly in there, you know, there's maybe nothing wrong with them. The biggest thing that they complain about is that they're lonely. And, you know, Jim, you were saying you help this
yes.
elderly gentleman twice a week. I mean, go visit an elderly person. They just need to know that they're valued, and they'll tell them things like, "Well, you don't want to be a burden to your family, do you?" And so they guilt them into taking their own lives. And I understand many of them are in pain and some things like this. And the family, you know, will say, yeah, well, we don't want them to suffer. Well, of course we don't want them to suffer. Yet, you know, my mom last week on the 17th was 8 years that I lost my mom. And I sat there with my finger on her pulse until the last heartbeat. And I would not have, you know, they even told us, well, you know, you can take the oxygen off so she could go faster. Mom, are you nuts? No way was I going to, you know, she was supposed to die when she was supposed to die. And, you know, that just breaks my heart. Well, let's just let them go faster so that you can get on with your business. Go eat lunch.
Yes.
No, you know, God created him. You know, God said he would give us, he has a number of our days. And it's not for us to decide what those are. You know, we're, you know, we are given life by God and he says, time to come home. That's when we come home.
Ethel, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
But when we come back, we're going to talk about something that we touched on before we got on the air today. And that is that there's so many people, so many women who have had abortions. Mm-hmm. They've walked through the last 30 years since mm-hmm. that has happened. There are people with multiple abortions, but there's a commonality, particularly people that work in pro-life organizations,
yes.
where there's it's prolific how many women have had abortions mm-hmm. that work in those organizations, and it's because they know.
Exactly.
They know what happens to you physically 30 years from now. They know what happens to you mentally. They know what happens to you spiritually. We're going to touch on some of those
okay.
things when we come back. We'll be back with Ethel Maharg. She's the city of Albuquerque director of Love Life. Go to lovelife.org to find out about their September 9th Youth Walk for Life event. And it's going to be at Ernie Taylor Park from 9 a.m. to 11 o'clock. We'll be back with Ethel right after these messages. Jim Williams with you with Ethel Maharg, the City of Albuquerque Director of Love Life. Steve Ryman will be back on ABQ Connect the rest of the week with you. I'm always glad to talk with you, Ethel. We've been friends for a long time. You've been kind to support this show. One of the most interesting things to me, and I mentioned it before the break, is how many women work in pro-life organizations. How many women stand on the sidewalk mm-hmm. just praying over people that are walking into abortion clinics, the stereotypical yelling at people or calling them sinners, that is just not true.
No.
It is not true. And the reason I know it's not true is because so many of the women, I would say even a majority, have had abortions. Mm-hmm. They've know what it's like to live with that for 20 or 30 years. But here's something I didn't mention before the break. I know that they also have experienced the forgiveness that Jesus offers us mm-hmm. on the cross.
Amen.
And so their life now is bright.
Mm-hmm.
And they feel like God's used that experience, as negative as it is, and even confident that their child is with God.
Mm-hmm.
And now they can stand up and say, look, you don't want to go through this.
Right.
And that's why it's so powerful.
Yes, absolutely. It just made me think of Oral Roberts' son, Richard Roberts. When he went through a divorce, I remember this story always, because he says, you know, he was so broken over what had happened, and he went through a divorce, and great Oral Roberts said to him, son, he goes, now you can minister.
Yeah.
Only in our brokenness, you know, can we minister, and then forgiveness. And so that's what happens. Is you see Abby Johnson, you know, she had two abortions, and Pat Layton, she had an abortion. There's so many. And Cindy Rose, she gave her testimony, Julie Zimmerman from Healing Hearts, and, you know, my story as well.
Yes.
And it's like when you've gone through there, you think, oh my gosh, you see people heading off the cliff and they go, please don't do that. You will live with that the rest of your life. You will, because you will have lost a child. And no parent, I don't care who they are, when you lose a child, you never get over it.
But you also understand people being bold and what they think is courageous and saying, I'm just going to do this. This is the best thing.
Mm-hmm.
They've been deceived.
Right, they have been.
And you're just trying to get them to at least look at an
right.
alternate possibility.
Right. And so what we do, like you said, Nobody yells at them. We have some beautiful brochures that say, you know, hope is here, you know, and that there's healing. You know, we for anyone that has had an abortion, there is healing and forgiveness. And I'll tell you what, when God sets you free, it's just amazing. I can attest to that. And the thing is that, but on the sidewalk, we just tell them, you know, look, hope is here. This is not the way to go. You can do anything that you want to do with a baby. You know, babies, it's not the problem. All right, your circumstance, maybe you're in school, maybe you just lost your job, maybe you just went through a divorce, all these things. But always remember, it is never the fault of the baby, never. And so what we need to do is help them through that circumstance. We used to call it the pregnancy tornado, because they're in a whirlwind of emotions going through all these crazy things. And even people that are married and wanted a baby, they still experience these things like, will I be a good parent? Will I, you know, will we have enough money? And all these things that go through people's head. But abortion is never the answer. It never is. Because you can get through all these things. God will help you get through. And now we are engaging the church to surround these men and women of God and come alongside them, help them with the things that they need, throw them a baby shower, let them know that child and they are celebrated. Their life is important. The mom and dad, you guys are important. And let's help you in nurturing this child as you're bringing him into the world. So
we just, earlier in the summer, we had a Where's Dad event. Mm. And the whole focus of that event was to say to dads who are not really involved in parenting their children, mm-hmm. may not be married, it might have been an unplanned pregnancy, whatever, but we're saying, dads, you still need to step up. You need to provide child support. You need to be with your child. You need to be a parent, and you need to support the mother.
Right, exactly.
So talk to me a little bit about, do you want men involved in Love Life and this prayer walk?
Absolutely. I cannot tell you how it does my heart good to see more men than women. I mean, this may sound crazy. I was criticized when Right to Life, a TV camera came in. Well, how do you feel about this? You know, it was mostly men that made that decision. And I said, it's about time that these men are men. Because, you know, our men, they took a back seat because of the law, okay? Uh-huh. Well, it's a woman's decision. But I'll tell you what, over 80% of those women would have chosen not to have abortion had he said, I'll be with you, I'll support you, I'll love you, I'll take care of you and the baby. Maybe even if they're not stay together, but I will help you. They would not have had that abortion. Men, you are more powerful than you even realize in the life of your child. So we need these men. We absolutely need men to come alongside the moms and the babies. You know, you guys make it possible in so many instances. So, in fact, she's the first one he goes to. I mean, he's the first one she goes to.
Yes.
So, you know, help her. Help yourself. Don't live with that regret, because remember, it is your child too that will die.
And yes, you are being asked, if you're listening now, to take care of this child for as long as you live.
That's right.
You are, and that's what love is about.
That's what it is. That's right.
And hey, if this baby was unplanned and even unwanted, there's so many ways for that child to be taken care of, but you have to start with allowing it to live, because it's helpless. It can't do anything in the womb to prevent terrible things that are happening throughout our state.
Right. But the thing is, there's so many people that do want a baby that can't have one. You know, if it's not possible for you to raise that baby, you know, just, you know, you can consider adoption, release a baby for adoption, because there's hundreds of thousands of people that want a baby that can't have one. And so, you know, there's always an option.
Ethel, this event happening September 9th is actually a national event.
It is.
And it's going to be here held in Albuquerque. There's national events happening all over the country.
Right.
The event in Albuquerque is at Ernie Taylor Park in Albuquerque, September 9th, 9 o'clock a.m. to 11. If you go into City ABQ, you can say Ernie Taylor Park, and it'll give you a little map exactly where it is. I think it's even available on Google Maps.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff
it's very easy. It's
very easy to find it. Get there a little bit before 9. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have some water.
Mm-hmm. We have water. We usually give water. Yeah,
so you have water. Make sure you have some good walking shoes.
Yes.
keep your eyes open while you're walking and praying.
Yes.
You've already warned me about that.
Walk, keep your eyes open, right?
What is the public missing in the dialogue between pro-abortion factions and pro-life? What is the public missing, Ethel? Are they missing the spiritual component, mm-hmm. the conviction to love?
They are. They, you know, we ask them, do you believe it's a life? You know, is it really a life? And is it? And the thing is right now, what we're bringing up is awareness, Jim, too. There's apartment buildings right behind that abortion clinic. There's a church in the same parking lot. And it's like, hello. There's just like Justin Reeder. He was around the block from that abortion clinic, did not know it was happening. And so, yes, we go out there praying. We're asking God to come down and open the blind eyes of everybody. Okay. And so that's why we want the church. We need the church to be out there. So we're, like I said, you would not believe how many apartment buildings there are in that area. And they haven't a clue that there's an abortion clinic right there.
Yeah.
And babies are dying 20 a day at least in that clinic.
How about the old adage that late-term abortions are never happening? Those have been happening for years in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. They have been. And up until recently, they were happening. And I remember specifically Dr. Schmetti's over in, he's a senator. He was testifying. Jacob Candelario was challenging. Well, that doesn't happen. He says, oh, but it does. And he's a doctor. He says, I have a colleague that told me, he says, there was a woman in labor, but she did not want her husband to find out that that baby was from someone else. She'd had an affair. And so they took her from labor to the abortion unit and killed that baby.
Terminated
the mm-hmm. baby. Terminated that baby right there. She was in labor and the baby never made it alive. I mean, never made it here. So, yes, it happens now. Now it's not happening that we know of. It's down to, I know that Southwest Women's Option now advertises that they're down to, I believe, 22 weeks, maybe up to 26 weeks. But that doesn't mean that they're not happening, Jim. You know.
And heartbeats, a child is conceived. I mean, mm-hmm. we obviously believe that life begins at conception. Mm-hmm. I will say, and maybe some people will be mad at me, Ethel, that I've heard pro-life people say, well, it's all or nothing when it comes to abortion. Mm-hmm. But I've always thought maybe we ought to try for a 15-week thing or something like they did in Texas, at least get something on the books. So maybe this is the first step to reducing the number of abortions. But the bottom line is abortion is not going to stop until people love that child within them more than themselves.
Mm-hmm. Until they love Christ, really.
Yes.
That's it. I mean, you have abortion doctors that are now former abortion doctors. And you know why? They found Jesus. I've seen testimonials of 2-3 abortion doctors that are no longer abortion doctors because they found Jesus. They realized that's, no, this does not honor God. So the abortion doctor come out, they go, oh no. One of them said, he goes, I started out because it was some quick cash. It was good money. And so, but then after the first one, he began to get his heart, you know, it was seared in his conscience. And but then later God got a hold of him. You know, Dr. Levitino's one, I can't remember the other ones, but there, and there was a lady, she's also passed away. But yes, and they said that they realized, no, that it was not in God's plan.
You know, that's just like most sin.
Mm-hmm.
It begins to weigh on your heart.
Yes.
And the people that don't do anything about it, I believe that's one of the main causes of mental illness and, mm-hmm. and a lot of other things that we're facing in our country. Mm-hmm. That are negative. Illnesses of various mm-hmm. kinds, you know, even physical illness is mm-hmm. caused by, you know, how you deal with guilt and shame and those kind of things. And Ethel, you're just telling us, as you have for many years, all you really have to do is say, Lord, thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for forgiving this sin.
Yes.
And I repent. And that's really all it takes.
That's it. And I say, I need you. And you know, if you had an abortion, Love Life, I love it. They have Restored Life is part of our, and it's on the banner. If they go there and have services or support, they can go down and they can click. We've already had several women from New Mexico requesting help. So we're really excited about that. So, and we are plugging into every, I'm working with CareNet. I'm working with all of the organizations to be able to plug people into where they need to be. So, but the biggest thing that we need is the church, because we need Jesus. And that's what we're really promoting. In fact, Justin will tell you, he goes, well, more than a pro-life organization, he goes, we are Christianity 101. And he says, and in that, when people come to Christ, he says, ultimately, it will end abortion.
Amen. So. Amen. September 9th, Ernie Taylor Park here in Albuquerque, 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock is the Youth for Life event, prayer walk for Love Life Albuquerque. And Ethel Maharg is their city director. Can they get in touch with you through the website?
Well, you know what? They might. I haven't even thought about it that way, but it's just Ethel, E-T-H-E-L, at okay. lovelife.org. Very easy.
Ethel at lovelife.org if you need to reach out to Ethel. And Ethel, you're available to talk with churches, youth groups,
please call
businesses,
me. Yes,
you name it.
Yeah, please call me. Please email me, you know, in fact, my card. So they can, because I want to talk to you. You know, we want to change our city, and I know that this is the answer. Jim, I'm so convinced of it that I believe that this is the last leg.
Yes, amen.
When the church engages, it's over.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to pray that that is going to come to fruition.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you, Ethel. We appreciate you joining us today.
Okay, thank
you. We're going to be back with Lenya Heitzik. She's going to talk to us about their new study coming up in Sheology. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.